Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk That Real Shit Show. I'm your girl, Miss Flip. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm a chime. You know us, black people, conscious people, our ancestors from Kemet, we believe in chiming and clearing out spaces. Now I'm cleaning out the space for protection and for covering. All right? So this message that I'm going to give you guys today, just to give you guys to open up the third eye. I want to say, I want to open up the doors and the windows up for the Kemet ancestors, the Eye of Horus, the Ankhs, even the Ganesh, which is Hindu, obstacle breakers, Oshun, the water goddess, and I just want to open the door up and just clear this place out of negative energies that's trying to disrupt this broadcast. Ashe and Aman. All right, now we got that out the way. Let's chop it up. All right, I want to play this clip really quick. And this is off of Travis Smalley.
Most often, like,
in show. He's Indian Prince.
Like Jack or the opponent.
Oh, like Jack.
Like Jack, yeah. Tell me why.
Well, because I knew I was right. You know, we talked about this in our very first interview conversation together. It's obvious now that artists are supposed to own their master recordings. I mean, in the future, it'll be unconscionable to even think you can take somebody's creation and claim ownership of it. See, unfortunately, this discussion is going to start to barrel into a discussion about the human genome and the DNA and all the rest of it. When it gets there, then we're going to be in the deep water.
All right. Now, you heard it from Prince himself on Travis Smalley's show, and this was a while back. I mean, you can also find this on YouTube. Just YouTube, Prince talk about the Illuminati and chemtrails. A lot of people that just might not know about Prince's power, he was very conscious. But he was very quiet on some things as far as doing more interviews until his dying day, to his, well, let's quote-unquote say that his day of rest. Let's just chime in into the topic of today. It's about conspiracy or nah. Now, I said nah because you got a lot of people that think that you know, we crazy. Conscious people are crazy. We're insane. To be, we ask the person that comes up with the logic, we ask for facts. We want to know more. We want to know why this person has that perception, and we want to know the information. So you guys have to research the researcher and not the messenger, okay? Well, let's bring up some very strong authors here. I read the book of Behold of a Pale Horse by William Cooper. It's a good book. And follow Dick Gregory. Dick Gregory is very, very conscious, and Booker T. Coleman. I was just told about Booker T. Coleman today by a homeboy, Charles. And we're just going to chop up real quick on a few things that's just it's conspiracy, okay? Let's get on Prince. Okay, Prince was already a very unique person. I mean, the guy wore 6-inch heels and danced. He was beautiful. You know, I'm a 7 and I'm a big girl, and Prince, a goddamn 11. You know, shit. I mean, he was a beautiful, beautiful person. And rest in peace But I just could not let the week go by without saying that I believe Prince was assassinated. And we're going to go into just a few details, and I want you guys to do your own research. All right, now I spoke a lot about Sam Cooke on Twitter. A lot of people that don't know Sam Cooke, he was also an entrepreneur. He was a very powerful singer, writer. He also wanted to do a lot of things with the Black Panthers. He wanted to make some moves. And he was assassinated as well. And we're just going to get on some quick facts here. And I'm just going to throw some people out so y'all guys could just kind of figure out where I'm going with this. So I'm just going to throw out a few celebrities that was, quote-unquote, assassinated. Let's talk about Michael. We're going to talk about Whitney. Definitely back on Prince. Bob Marley, Jimi Hendrix. Also our Chicago mayor, for our Chicagoans that's listening, Harold Washington. We also going to talk about people that invested in the Jason Bourne government cover-up, starter plan. Rodney King, we're going to get on him, and O.J. Simpson. And a couple of others, we're just going to go into that. So let's get back on Sam Cooke. All right. A lot of people, y'all need to please Google him up and look up Sam Cooke and the Black Panther movement. And a lot of things will come up in that. He definitely wanted to invest a lot of money to a lot of Black businesses to get started, to keep the Black Panther movement going. A lot of people, even the media, try to make the Black Panthers look like terrorists, which they wasn't. I believe the real terrorist is the government, and we just want to keep it between us. I believe Black people should not pay taxes, because we're paying for these people to lock our asses up. We're paying for them to take our kids away. We're paying for them to do this shit to us. We are paying. Every time we get paid, that little tax, that federal and state taxes, you're just investing in their bullshit. And also, we're going to talk real quick on the last segment. We're going to talk about the death tax now. A lot of people don't know about that. We're gonna leave that at the end. Now, Prince, a lot of people don't know that Prince was actually going to write an autobiography of his life. I read online that he was writing it for almost 15 years. It took him a long time to get this book going, because I guess he has a lot of things to say in the book. And I believe that's one of the reasons why he was already on the list, I really believe, like a lot of others are on the list, because it is a blacklist, y'all. A lot of people, when y'all watch Jason Bourne and y'all watch all these assassination movies, y'all need to really smoke some weed, and consciously watch that movie and see how they do their plots, their tactics, and how they just reverse and they become the enemy, because that's how it works. And that's how I really believe how Rodney King got assassinated. I believe he was an agent, because it just don't make no sense. When you look back on that video, and I wish I was conscious back then, because I would have mentioned it if the technology was there, because the technology now, you cannot be ignorant. You cannot say you don't know. You can't say anything. I mean, there's Wi-Fi everywhere. All these apartments come with Wi-Fi. The communities come with Wi-Fi. McDonald's got Wi-Fi. Chick-fil-A, you know, got Wi-Fi. Some of these goddamn strip clubs got Wi-Fi, goddammit. Okay? You cannot be ignorant. Okay? On that note, Rodney King was a government agent. I really believe that. And he used that whole police brutality to start martial law. I really believe that's when they really kicked off martial law, when Rodney King got his ass whooped. And it just looked like, when I look back on the video, it just looked like it was well lit. Like, it looked like the police officers had, you know, they office their uniform crispy. It just looked like they had a little, you know, it looked like they had a little arch and they little crisp hands, like, you know, creases. That's what we call it from Chi-Town. We call it creases. You know, it looked like they were just ready. You know, they little billy clubs were shining. It was just, you know, it just looked like a Tyler Perry movie, you know, to me. And, you know, the whole plug with, you know, the California and the riot, I just believe all that shit was all, it was like a plan. It was all a tactic. And you got to understand, the elite makes plans. Like, I'm serious, the elite, I really believe the elite, they're a different type of species. Like, they know another, they know the future. Like, we're in 2016. They know what's going to happen in 2020. Because they already planned that shit. And when it's off track, like when you do things off track, like what Prince do, what Michael do, what Whitney was going to do, because Whitney was going to write a book too, y'all. She was going to talk about Clive Davis. She was going to let us know that Clive Davis put her on all them drugs. He turned her out with all those freaky parties. And even he admitted, Clive admitted, that he loves men and women. What type of shit is that? You're supposed to be a mentor. Oh, he's my mentor. He's my, oh, I look up to him. He's our founder. He loves black people. That motherfucker, when they said he was the devil, he the devil. When Michael called out Tony, the founder of Sony, he missed that shit. He told y'all. They warned us. When Whitney was passing that note to Brandy, and I don't know if it was a cult relationship, because, you know, Brandy did sacrifice the motherfucker, too. She killed the motherfucker, too. You got to understand this shit. You know, it's really deep. It's really deep, y'all. It's really deep. You know, and the white woman and Sam Cooke, y'all men need to be careful with these white women. They could be agents. They could be agents, man. Y'all need to be careful. Every time you look at a motherfucker that come up to you and say hi, you better just do a little scan. Like, is this motherfucker an agent? Especially if you very conscious, if you got some smartness, if you don't think out the box, you are a threat. I am a threat right now. This is a threat. But I ain't scared. I'm from Chicago, baby. I've been cold. I done seen crack houses. I done seen white people in our neighborhood in black unmarked cars drop off shit. I done seen the shit. I know how it goes. What they gonna do, try to take away my kids? My kids grown as fuck. Nigga, I'm a fucking Chicago hood rat. I had my kids when I was a kid. I got grown-ass kids. Okay? And they don't want these motherfuckers. These motherfuckers lazy as shit. But we ain't going to get on that. I love my kids. Okay, real quick, let's talk about the whole Rodney King and OJ. Okay? Now, had Rodney King died, it was crazy. I remember when I heard it in the paper, and then I heard it on the news. It was like a real quick story, like, oh yeah, Rodney King died. Oh, the next news today, oh, Obama did this. And I'm going to tell y'all, Obama is dangerous. He's dangerous. Oh, my God, he's so dangerous. I just can't believe how dangerous Obama is. And, you know, he ain't even acknowledging it. He ain't acknowledging it. He's the most dangerous nigga you have ever seen that was black. He should have, when Tyrese Nasheed did the Coon Awards, he should have put Obama ass on top of that motherfucker. Because that motherfucker, fuck, he's worse than Bush. And y'all can hate me on that. But at least Bush gave us a little money on the side. I don't know what that shit was called, economic something. And I hope the motherfuckers in the chat room can help me with it. But you got an extra check, you know, when you buy the taxes, you got a little extra check. At least he did that. We don't want Harriet Tubman on the $20 bill. What the fuck that ugly bitch going to do for us now? Yes, she was a strong queen. Yes, and no disrespect. I love black queens, but come on, man, we 2016. If you going to put somebody that's there for us, put Malcolm X on the fucking 20. You know what I'm saying? Put Nate Turner. God damn it. Put me. Put Corey Holcomb. Put Zoe Williams. Put Dr. Francis on that shit. Put Maya Angelou. Put somebody on the motherfucker that we can be like, okay, instead of me saying, okay, they got to find the ugliest woman that help black people. I'm not cool with that. I'm just not cool with that. I mean, I'm just not cool with that. Let's get back on this OJ. Now, OJ is in a fucked up predicament, okay? If OJ was smart, OJ would be writing some memoirs in prison because he really needs to talk about how he fucked Kris Kardashian before she was a Kardashian. He needs to talk about that. He needs to talk about how Khloe is his side baby. He needs to talk about how his link with Johnny Cochran. Now, you got to understand, before Johnny Cochran took the OJ case, Johnny Cochran was a pioneer, you know. He was a pioneer, you know. The reason why he took the OJ case, because the corruption was so high, it was easy. You know what I'm saying? It was so easy for him to take that case. And we still paying for that case today. Today, 2000, still paying for that nigga shit today. These motherfuckers, OJ and Rodney King and Obama, they are dangerous. They're dangerous. No black woman should suck they did. Ever. Ever. Even when they cross over, they should not get their dick sucked. Never. Never. Not by no man or no woman. And that's just, you know, that's just something. I said it. Corey Holcomb said it. Everybody said it. Obama is gay. Michelle is a beard. And Russell Williams is gay. And Sierra is a beard. I said it. Now what? I'm just going to keep it 100. Let's get back on Harold Washington. Our motherfucking Chicago mayor, man. The things that he was going to do, man, was going to be benefit for the people in Chicago. Chicago was a dope-ass fucking city. I remember when I used to go to Woodworth. Motherfuckers that know Chicago, come on. Y'all know what Woodworth is. Y'all know what it is. We used to walk down the street. It would be stores, people. It wasn't no gunshots. This is all white supremacy. White supremacy. They want to put that shit in the media to, like, tell you, oh, don't invest. Don't even go back. I ain't went back to Chicago since 2000. I got to go back. We got to go back into these neighborhoods, y'all. We got to go back. We got to talk to these little youngsters, man. We got to talk to them and get the info from them. We got to get info from them. Because, you know, black people don't own shipyards. We don't ship shit. We don't even know how that database go. How can we put drugs in the street? We ain't got no power. We ain't got no power. The reason why there are drugs and guns in the street is because of white people. White people. And I'm not even going to say Mexicans or Hispanic or Colombians. I'm going to say white people because even with that, somebody gotta sign that shit in. And it ain't us. We ain't working at the goddamn shipping yard. We ain't working. We either cleaning that shit. We ain't signing no papers. okay? Y'all need to learn, man. Y'all need to get that shit in y'all brain, man. Consciously think about it, man. And let's go. Let's. I'm just trying to just go back to Harold Washington, man. Okay, real quick. They said he died. I heard a few things how he died. I heard he died from eating a sweet potato pie. I don't know why I'm saying this, but this is what I heard as a child. You understand me? I heard he died from natural causes. Okay. We need to Google and see what these black people were trying to do. We need to Google that shit. They killed that man. They killed him by lethal injection. Even Suge Knight talked about it. He was proud to talk about it, too. Oh, lethal injection. Oh, funny how Ice Cube wrote made an album out of it. We got to be careful, too, because even though Ice Cube is a Muslim, we're not going to say Muslims don't kill other Muslims. Okay? Let's say that. Y'all need to watch Belly at the end. I'm telling you, this shit is fucking real. That's why they fuck over DMX. DMX knew what was up. You have to understand the tie relationship. They love you and they hate your ass. Okay. Harold Washington was a great mayor. Okay. He was killed. Then we got these dailies, man. Man, them ain't the motherfucking terrorists. I don't know who is. Okay. The dailies, nigga. The mob, nigga. The mob. Sony. Alex Getty. Them motherfuckers. They still run in Chicago. Still. The mob. Still run in Chicago. And that's the whole thing. The people chose Harold Washington. But the mob took over. That's what it is. The mob took over. That's all I got to say on that. Okay, we got like 7 minutes left. Real quick, because I got so much stuff I want to talk about. So consciously watch the Jason Bournes and Assassin movies, okay, and see how they do their work, okay? All right. Now, real quick, I just want to say something real quick about Lord Jamar. I don't know if y'all been watching it, but he's been on that TV, and I've just been noticing like how he's been changing. He's been like dressing up. He usually had like a beanie on and little Black Power shirt. Now he got on. Look like he got on what's that little company? Look like he got on Kenneth Cole or some Tommy Hilfiger shit on. I'm just gonna say that. Y'all look it up. All right, and real quick, let me get on the death tax, okay? The death tax real quick, okay? For my Chicago niggas, okay? We all know what Gatlin's funeral home is, okay? We probably need to get some stock in that shit if we smart. We ain't going to coon, but it's a lot of money in funeral homes, and it's the reason why. Okay, look up GMG. Let's see, I wrote it fucked up. GMGSavings.com. And this shit will freak you out. Because it says, it states on Google, the IRS established a cost audit technique guide. Okay, and this is just for funeral homes only. Okay? The IRS, which is the government, established, that means they made a cost. So it's like a cost center, and all these people that know about cost centers is when they have a budget and they can form a budget of something that you want to build or invest in. Why don't the funeral home have a tax write-off on all these little services? Is it because they know who's going to maybe die, or maybe do they know the population control is effective? Do they know the guarantee of death? I know a lot of people. My grandmother's almost 90 years old. Perfect health. Great health. She's a Jehovah's Witness. She knocks on doors every fucking Sunday. Okay? She ain't dead. Why are people dying? We need to ask that question. It ain't because no cancer, diabetes, because cancer is a mind. It's the mind control. If I have cancer, if I have breast cancer, I can reverse that. You have AIDS, you can reverse that. There's herbs you can take. Your body is a machine. Not know that. Your mind is a machine also. Use it. So I have 4 minutes left. Y'all need to look up that. GMGSavings.com will freak you the fuck out. I just want to touch on some sacrifices I want y'all to look up and research, okay? Okay. We all know Charles Barkley is a coon. We all know that. We can't stand that bitch-ass nigga, okay? We know why his agenda is on TV, okay? His agenda is on TV because, for one, he owes the feds. Look it up. When he lived in Arizona, it was a time when he lived in Arizona. That motherfucker had so many goons on his ass. White, not blacks, white people on his ass. He owed so much money to white people. He was just trying to pay them back by doing the coonery on TV. Now, trust me, it's going to be not about 2 or 3 years. He's going to end up dead in Washington. And you know what? Let's talk about death. We need to keep Chaka Khan covered up. We need to pray for Chaka Khan because one thing Chaka Khan did do, Chaka Khan talked about that Whitney shit after that shit happened to Whitney. She talked about it on TV. She said that shit is some bullshit. And also Chaka Khan was a Black Panther. We need to cover her up. We need to pray for her. We need to give her the strength for her to beat the agents. We need to give her the knowledge for her to be covered up against this whole elite society that's trying to take us out. They're taking our Black leaders and legends out, y'all. The reason why they're doing that, because we have to have somebody that represents us. That's why Obama's in the office. He's supposed to be a representative. But actually, he's an anti-representative of us. Okay? Real quick, sacrifices. Look up Mike Tyson and his daughter. Look up Brandy and the killing on the mountain. Look up Kanye's mother, Jennifer Hudson, mother, uncle, nephew, Michael Jordan, Puff Daddy is dangerous. Stay away from that motherfucker. And Lil' Kim's face is a sacrifice, okay? But she wanted to be like Face, okay? Damon Dash on Malia. And also Steve Harvey on Bernie Mac. Y'all need to wake up. If Bernie Mac was alive, he would probably be hosting Family Feud, my nigga, not Steve Harvey. You know, it wouldn't be no Beyonce if it wasn't for Aaliyah. Wake up. Wake up, niggas. Wake up. Now, y'all can either call me crazy, call me insane. I don't give a fuck. But you have heard this message from Miss Lips. And Miss Lips is covered. Miss Lips is covered. So don't be scared. Cover yourself. We have the power. We have that melanin. We are the people of the sun. You got to understand, we have that relationship with the gods. Look it up. Look it up. All right, I'm out, y'all. And I want y'all to cover yourself. I'm serious. I'm so serious about that. Cover yourself. And fuck all the church people on Sunday. Fuck them. Fuck them, because they're paying their white tax. They're paying their white tax, y'all. All they're doing, if you go to church, you investing in the white man. And that's it. You can tweet me. You can follow me on Twitter at Lips, LIPPS _myth. I'm out, y'all. Love you. Love you, kings and queens. I love you guys. I love you. Thank you for listening. And follow me again on Twitter and catch me on next week's show. I'm out.